Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Not the mothers that want to be fathers, but the actual daddies that bust the nut to bring the child. I just want to go ahead and say shout outs to the fathers that's doing their job as a father. These kids are very smart. They don't show certain traits, like how our degenerate asses used to like be like asking for our daddies, like, where's daddy at? Daddy be serving like freaking an infinity to life, and we still asking, like, we don't, every birthday our moms is telling us the same shit, like, he gonna be here, he not gonna be, and we never see the motherfucker, but we looking for him. Okay, turn on the lights, I'm looking for I'm like, our degenerate asses didn't catch on to shit. The kids of this generation, not kids, kids is goat. The children of this generation, 2020, oh, they came to fuck shit up, honey. These are the children that's gonna kick the dough in, okay? These children, you can't make them a promise and not keep it, honey. These children do shit that make you double take and look at yourself. I can't even lie. Like, so if you a father out there, we ain't even gonna call you a deadbeat father. Like, us mothers ain't gotta say nothing to you. You feel me? And this is not me coming from a place of like being hateful towards fathers. Nah, my child's father's decent. He's decent to other people, not decent to me. But I can still respect it that, you know, I love my daughter. So, you know, it took his nutsack for her to come out of. So I'm appreciative of that. Anything else that I'm appreciative of? This is a private little list, but for the most part, overall, you know, I kind of treat him like the New York City Transit. Okay, when I see shit going down, if it's not something that I can actually help and fix, I look the other way and call the proper authorities. I am definitely not the person that's I'm not a Karen, okay? This Karen minds her business. Okay, I see shit. And if it, New York City Transit, northerners, you know what I'm talking about, up north people, okay? You say shit, and if it's some shit that you shouldn't, you know there's different gangs in the city, or the cities, and everything is territorial, so I see shit, but I don't see shit. And I know to carry on and mind my business. So let's all practice minding our business, okay? When we do go up north. Now, back to the regularly scheduled program. Happy Father's Day to the fathers out there. And I mean all nationalities, and other people refer to them as the color of the Crayola box. White, Black, Spanish, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. But no, like for real. Happy Father's Day to the fathers out there busting their ass every day. The baby moms is ungrateful and shit, but they still doing what they gotta do. Happy Father's Day to the fathers that, you know, they understand that they still fathers even if the mom's pussy isn't available to them. Happy Father's Day to you, okay? A special Father's Day shout out to you, bruh man. And when I say bruh man, I do mean bruh man from the Martin Show that climb in the window and just take whatever the fuck you want, because some of y'all daddies out here is like that. I won't name no names, but I know somebody. If they can't have it their way, it's their way or the highway. And sometimes, you know, fathers, you got to understand, like, when that pussy let you go, it let you go. Like, you can't be upset because she wanted to move on. There was something about you that made her not want to stay. Now, sister, there was something about you that made him not want to keep you. Okay? Children do not keep people. Okay? People keep people. Okay? Different fundamentals keep people. Wanting to be kept. Let me say it again, slow motion, okay, for you degenerates. Wanting to be kept keeps you with the person or people you want to be around, okay? They got to want to keep you, okay? Touchdown, home run, woo, knock it out the park. So, with that being said, all right, let's all try to do better than our parents before us. You know what I'm saying? Like, our parents' generation ain't really what our generation is. Like, honestly, when I think about the generations in my family that I do have a little inkling of, because honestly, I mean, I've lived my life damn near like an orphan, pretty much. I can't even lie. It feels like that shit. I just don't give a fuck anymore. And I mean, shit, I've been passed around more than a fucking plate of food at a damn table. Honestly, not like in a nasty way, but I'm saying as far as like living with different relatives and shit. I mean, it is what it is. That's my life. That was my life. And that's definitely one of the things I don't want for my child. I want her to be happy and have a state. And my main focus is generational wealth. So it's like accomplishing one thing to build to accomplish another thing. Right now the building is mental, because that's really where it starts. I could be, my pockets could say zero, but my mind could say a million. You know what I'm saying? A million and more. So infinite. So, you know, the money starts with your brain. I'm wealthy. But let me get back into it. So, our generations, like, there was so many different generations that like had they shit infiltrated or whatever, and their parenting was fucking, it was throwed. You know what I'm saying? It was so throwed. I've met elderly people, and they're elderly people that their parents was in slavery. Okay. And when I have conversations with them, I like listening to them, because there's always something to be learned. And they'll talk about how their parents sacrificed and did all this stuff to raise them. And then some of them will go in depth with me, because we can do that back and forth. And they'll say to me, like, the next generation, like, got into the next generation. You know, they had so many different fights they were fighting, and their fights were infiltrated by different shit. And then the next conversation, like, the next thing they would discuss is the next generation, because we were going down by generation. Because I mentioned to them, I said, these generations, and they was like, whenever you have a discussion about generations and how children is raised, they always said to me, they were like, you have the mind to speak it. So make sure you listen to how I'm saying it, and make sure that you repeat it. It's rebutted in this way. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and do as they asked. So they said their generation, slavery, they're the children of, they said they were the generation of the offspring of slaves. Then they raised their kids. Their kids got raised into, their generation, the generation of slavery, they got raised in the Black Panther era. Then they moved from that era to like the 70s and disco and music and the crack cocaine and the Harlem Nights and shit. Then they moved from that into the crack cocaine to the what was the next? There was another drug, like pills and stuff and alcohol. And when I was talking to them, I was like, yeah, the generations. And it was like, nah, be specific. So I mentioned all of this to say that those generations prior to us, like, they had other battles going on and shit. Like, my generation came in and we didn't really fully have a battle to fight. We had battles, but it was kind of like putting a hand over your mouth. You want to talk, but you like, I don't want to be the person to say it first. I don't really know. And it took time for us to gradually be like, nah, pump the brakes. No, what you're not going to do is do that to our children. You do it to us, but you ain't going to do it to our children. Okay? It was real calm, but now, like, we're a generation that's having kids. So now we're like, nah, that shit stops at our children. No. And now our children, they're like, we kicked the fucking door in. We are not accepting what our forefathers did. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. So I'm explaining all of this to say to all the parents out there that is not doing the right thing and doing right by their children by making sure their child is provided for, not just financially, but spiritually, but mentally, but physically, okay? Then Mother's Day and Father's Day is not for you. You just busted a nut and you was just the incubator. And thank you. Thank you. You did what you were supposed to do, because every life deserves to be here, whether you believe it or not. Okay? Because from the time your parent ejaculated, I can't remember how to go say this, but if you weren't Some of y'all just needed to be like the cum shot that your mother just swallowed and like she didn't, like in her throat. Like it just needed to stop at that. But for the ones that like went further and decided to like inseminate the woman, you have to know that that battle in itself is such an intense spiritual battle, because you're literally, you're a previous ancestor reincarnated, coming back to this time to accomplish a mission that you did not complete. You're serving your cycle around the sun again to get a job done that was not completed the first time around properly. Okay, so for those of you who like be suicidal and stuff and you be feeling like, I don't belong here. Nah, you beat out how many other countless numbers of sperm just to be able to stand here in physical flesh, because that's your suit. Your skin is covering your soul. But you to stand here in physical flesh and be here, okay? You were chosen. I was chosen. There was something that my ancestors knew I had to complete, or there was something that, you know, my disobedient ass probably didn't learn in the past life, and now I'm back here again to finish my cycle around the sun to get it done. I'm starting to kind of come back into understanding that, oh, this might be what it is since I've been on this path. So now I'm adhering to the lesson that I'm supposed to be learning, and I'm sharing it. Finally, it took forever, really, it did. So you're supposed to be here, okay? In short version, that nut was busted. You beat out all the other sperms to be here to get to that egg, and now you're here. There's a purpose, okay? If you survive with all the crazy shit going on in the world and you're an adult and you're here and you reproduce to create a child, then you have a job to do, okay? That child is an ancestor that came back. Right behind you, they came back, okay? Every legacy in your family, every child that's born in your family is someone in your ancestry that's died, that's coming back to fulfill something they didn't complete. And that's just my view. So with that being said, we need to, as parents, make sure that we give our child the opportunities. One parent shouldn't be keeping the child away from the other parent. And another parent shouldn't be bad-mouthing. Now remember, bad-mouthing goes both ways. Women bad-mouth men. Men bad-mouth women to their children. It happens. But here's the thing, right? And there shouldn't be a but there is a but because of this fucking degenerate-ass generation. There's a but. And the but is, everyone don't think clearly about the effects of what they're doing when they're doing it. And the side effects usually end up being the son becoming a woman hater, or the mom becoming a man, the child becoming a man hater. These things affect people. And I've been on both spectrums of feeling like this and seeing that shit and what the effects is. So I move a little bit different mentally, because my nana raised me to watch what people are doing, look at it, study it, analyze it, and take from it the good and take from it the, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. And I'm grateful, because even though I'm kind of slow, you know what I'm saying? My train is scooting, but it catches up. I keep telling y'all, when it catches up, it's like, aha, oh, bitch, you tried to play me? Cool. Aha, you played yourself. But cool, you got that. So we need to do the best we can to make sure that these children have a decent future. Everything you didn't, that your child, that you wanted for yourself, you need to go ahead and provide it to your child. And I'm not talking about giving them an allowance and giving them money. I mean, like, if you grew up in a two-parent home, it's not fair for that child to not have a two-parent home. It's not. It's actually ass backwards. And if your parents condone that shit, then on my word is bond. Yo, they you're a punk ass. Like, all of y'all was raised ass backwards. And morally, like, you're setting that, not morally. Morally, you're effed up for that. Like, I would never trust your when it came to like needing someone to do like be a character witness, I couldn't trust y'all, because y'all don't even see the benefit in making sure your own seed has everything they need, despite your hate or you not liking somebody. I don't trust you. I would never trust you as a character witness or to like judge a character, because you can't even fix your own fucked up flaws. So nah, you can't judge shit for me over here. And that's just where I'm at. honestly. And then on the other side, if you're the grandmother to a woman and you don't tell your daughter, calm that ghetto ratchet shit down, let a man be a man, let that man be in a child's life because it's needed, and you condone the extra shit because that's your daughter, then you're a part of the fucking problem. Fix yourself, sis. Because you fixing yourself will fix your daughter. It don't matter if she grown, okay? It don't matter if she bust down and created a child. Your grandchild deserves the best future. And since you couldn't do it for your child, make sure your grandchild has that opportunity. Remember, grandparents are libraries. Every time a grandparent passed away, that's a library being burnt down. And that's an African proverb. I didn't say it right in exact, but it's on the lines of it. So I need y'all to get it together. So when I be on here joking about mama's baby, daddy's maybe, like, don't take me too seriously. Don't take it to heart. But comprehend that my mind processes stress a little bit different. My mind processes things that shouldn't be funny a little different. Now, I'm really careful with the dark jokes. Because some shit, you know, some jokes are just real dark and you just don't want to go there. You can't come back. You know what I'm saying? But mama's baby, daddy's baby, that shit has been said through time, honey. Okay, that thing just warped right through the time portal and said, bam, we're going to drop it off in 2020. All this shit is happening. You know what I'm saying? And for guys out there that are stepdads and you guys are out here being sport coats and jackets, and you got jackets and shit, yo, let me just go ahead and say to you right now, be the best parent that you can be. That child will love you for it. And there's another level of blissing that comes out of standing in the place of another man that wasn't supposed to be there. It's something special. Like, you were born, like, your everyone's life is designated for something. Literally, you were born for that position of being a stepdad. Like, I'll be out here joking like I'm about to be someone's stepmom. Let me get prepared. I know I was born for that because the level of love and the things I've been through will make me the greatest step parent ever. Like, their parent, their biological mom, she cool. She'll be cool or whatever. But me, I'm going to be the motherfucking mom. Okay? They're not even going to want to call me stepmom. They're going to be like, mother. And I'm going to be like, child, come over here. Let's go do our nails. Okay, son, let's go get your hair cut. Child, and let that barber fuck my stepson's hair up. What you, nigga, come here. Let me shave your fucking shit off. I'll be about that stepchild like it came out of my pussy. And that's how you need to be as biological parents, as adopted parents, as step parents, as guardians. You know, that's how you need to be about that child. And I really feel like it takes a village to raise children, and you're supposed to have the best intent for all young life coming on this earth. But I realize in 2020, a lot of people have lost. They have lost that sense of nurturing. And because they're seeing so much murdering and stuff, it's like that veil of, oh my God, it's like it's being slowly lifted up to everything being okay. And like, y'all need to come back from that shit. This is not normal. I don't know how the fuck y'all get on the television and let someone tell you their vision. I don't understand that. But you know what? It's Sunday the 21st. And I'm preaching too much. Happy Father's Day to the fathers out there doing a good job. If you ain't get how I said it, Happy Father's Day to the fathers doing a good job. I'm going to say it again. Happy Father's Day to the fathers that's doing a good job. And Happy Father's Day to the dads that's doing a good job. Thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. My name is Nefertiti. I'm part of the Big Titty Gang, so sometimes some people will be funny and be like, Nefertiti, is that your name? And I'll be like, ha, yeah, you're not funny. You're not funny, because I know I have big titties, so you're not funny. Anyway, shout out to the BBB gang, BBW gang. Love you guys. You're beautiful, you're sexy, you're smart, you're intelligent. I love your tenacity. I love the way you champion on and don't let shit stop you or hold you back. Sister, you're beautiful. And to my skinny gang, skinny bitches, I love you guys too. Stay up, stay fly, stay grounded. Like, literally. But stay up. I'm a part-time comedian. I'm being funny. Stay grounded. I love you guys. And at the end of the day, remember, no sister is your competition, okay? We are all in this race to the finish line. And if one sister drops, we stop, pick her up, and keep it going. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Honestly and genuinely, let's give fathers their Father's Day, because guess what? It cannot be done alone. It requires two. Scientifically, it requires two. Biblically, if you're on that side, it requires two. And just morally, you know you busting down Tatiana. You know y'all was stylishly exclusive on that dick, on that eggplant, excuse me. So let's give the men their day. And to the moms, take a minute, to the moms that feel like they're having to step up and be the dad, you cannot be the dad, you have a vagina. Now, if you did go surgically, get the vagina removed to have a penis put in, then honey, that's another story. I love you. I support you. But let's just go ahead and let the men have their day. All right? I love y'all. It's love. It's always love. All right? Peace, love, light. Remember, if you're not elevating somebody, don't spend it. If you're not elevating somebody, don't tear them down, because I said it wrong. Don't tear somebody down if you're not able to elevate them back up and build them back from where you had tore them down. So remember, do not tear somebody down if you can't build them back up bigger, better, wiser, smarter. Don't do it. Okay? Leave folks where they at sometimes. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just walk the fuck away. Like disappear on them. You know what I'm saying? Love y'all. It done, Noah.